Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has questioned vaccines in the past. Democratic ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, says,
"This is the profile of someone who chases money and influence wherever they lead, even if that may mean the tragic deaths of children and other vulnerable people."
But committee chair Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, Republican, says,
"Regardless of political party, everyone in this room shares a common recognition that our current system has fallen short."
The White House defending its move to freeze federal funding, saying it's only temporary if federal judges block the freeze until court hearings can be held about it. Police say at least 30 people have now died in a stampede at a huge religious festival in northern India. Another 60 people were rushed to hospitals. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a developing story, the Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being paid has been blocked, at least for now. The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments, including Public Health Madison-Dane County. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Badgers and the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers are at the University of Maryland tonight to take on the Terrapins, named after the Diamondback Terrapins, a small turtle found around Chesapeake Bay. It's been their mascot since 1933. Now, six of the Badgers' next eight games are on the road, but Greg Gard says it. No big deal.
We'll have some nice box meals for us, I'm sure, turn in when we fly to Maryland, stay in a good hotel. Right? There's much more difficult things in life. I don't think it's a big deal. Go play. Where do they want us to play next? All right, we'll be there.
Number 9th ranked Marquette on the road last night, beating Butler 78-69. NBA, the Bucks losing again in Portland, 125-117. Milwaukee simply could not stop the Trailblazers.
I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies today. Not as warm, but still a nice late January day with a high of 37. A bit breezy, wind gust to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Warm again on Thursday with increasing clouds. Still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 36.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing's going to be underway. What will his appointment mean for our health? We'll break it down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
What the president is doing is not only illegal, it's not only chaotic and damaging to Virginians, it's betraying a deep insecurity, and let me explain why. The president has two Republican houses. If he wants to cut the budget, he's got majorities in both houses.
Right.
He could just work with them to do it the lawful way. The fact that he's not doing that, that he's using this illegal unilateral executive strategy, means he doesn't have confidence that the Republican leadership in both houses will go along with the extremity of the actions that he's taking.
Yep.
Thank you, Tim Kaine. Okay, a quick love letter. Cheryl says, Steph, your morning show on SiriusXM is terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan of yours, have been for many years. That seems to be the theme. Bella's dad.
So many years.
Many years. Shut up, Carlos. You're not here yet. Anyway, after finding you and Tom Hartman again on SiriusXM Progressive, this time eschewing, am I saying that right?
Eschewing.
Most cable news, except for when Rachel Maddow was on or Nicole Wallace or Michael Steele. See? Okay. I'll go back to MSNBC for a quickie. Never CNS unless it's Jim Acosta. I'm telling you, MSNBC, you need to hire Jim Acosta by sundown today. Do it.
Acosta Miller.
Okay. Listen, Nicole Wallace, because this is my grandma's time frame now. Nicole Wallace is my, right? I love Joy and Rachel and Lawrence. They're on too late, so you need to watch them. I watch clips. Report back to Mama. I've got the Nicole Wallace All thing right. covered. Jim Acosta, hire him in place of Morning Joe. Do it, MSNBC. Okay. Now you're here. Now you're here.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, you know it's no longer handpicked by Juan Valdez. He got deported. We have to change the song.
That's funny. Change the jingle.
Yeah, okay.
The jingle's changed. Juan is gone. It's called One Is Gone. That's my program. What's that done? It's called One Is Gone. One Wait, gone. Is that what I say?
That's an old reference.
Uh-huh.
What do we call nostalgia music? Just old person music.
Nostalgia music.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
N-O-S.
Okay, yeah. Carlos, I just wanted you to feel as ancient as I do. We become like the cast of Cocoon. She doesn't get that reference. Because you just met 22-year-old Bella, who just graduated from Chapman College. Yes. Last year.
Wow.
Bella was born in 2002. Ooh. Carlos, 2002.
Yikes.
Okay. But we were just saying the 1 degree, and you're in this 1 degree of separation.
Yeah.
So you were one of the irregular regulars, one of my sketch players on my late night TV show in
1995.
Long before Bella was born.
Or even a thought.
One of our executive producers was Ann Beats, one of the original writers on the original Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was Bella's screenwriting professor at Chapman College that she just graduated from last year.
Chapman University.
Yeah.
Chapman University,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was. It's like,
what do you think of that, Grandpa?
Yeah. It's like we were friends with Dumbledore, and Hermione is like, yeah, took lessons from him.
No, it's just, but she was saying she never got to meet Anne in person because it was COVID.
Yeah,
because so
it was COVID.
Yeah, she did remote, but and Anne has passed, sadly. Yeah. But
it was an incredible time. You were talking about Tom Frickman and our writers, Mike Dugan and and Schlichter.
Tom Hertz.
And,
Tom
Margaret
Hertz.
Smith. And,
yeah.
All of them were wonderful. Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
You know, we
must
had a great staff.
Yeah, we did. So it must have been someone else's fault that it got...
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah.
But that ship went down.
They just, I think
like,
it was the telephones on tables that just...
That was it. That was it.
Telephones on tables.
That might have been a bit much.
All right. Because it had to go...
That was TV executives going, we love your radio show. Don't do anything like that. Let's try to make it look like that, but not like that.
Or are they maybe just like Danny Bonaducci a little better?
Could have been the druggy halfway house crowd behind you, just sleeping.
All the people they had to pay to come watch. Yeah. Okay, listen, Carlos, let's move on.
Such
let's
a successful
on.
Show.
Let's go, move on to show. Our current crisis and not crises from the 90s before Bella was born.
Yeah, we would have torn that apart like we did the OJ trial.
You played Barry Scheck, as I recall.
I played Barry Scheck, and I've come to know Cato Kaelin through working out at the health club and things like that. So that
Karen Murayama from the Growlings was a fantastic Judge Ito.
Yes, and James Wesley Stevens III. We did Money Train with Bill Cosby and Woody Allen.
Right.
I don't like getting on the trains.
And I, of course, was Marcia Clark.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on, shall we, Grandpa?
Yeah, let's
move on. Because now we are part of the elderly people not getting Meals on Wheels because of Donald Trump. Carlos, as we were saying, this was bad the last time, but now it is almost too much. I think we're trying to get liberal redneck on.
Yep.
He just sort of went through. It is literally, he was saying the same thing. It's hard to process everything that's happened in a week, and that's by design, right?
Yeah, it is that kind of shock and awe thing. We're gonna that's his pummeling. We're gonna pummel them into submission so that they'll give up. And I think that's what
Thank
they're
you.
Counting on to make it so overwhelming. Yeah, I'm gonna sign a bunch of crap that's gonna hurt people and go golfing.
Yeah,
just spew it out.
Yeah,
and that's how he has sex. You know, just bang it. Who was it that I slept with? How much do I owe her? What happened?
You don't think Melania's only there for the...
Money.
Okay. they revealed her official portrait yesterday. And it was not the Beeb shot that I was hoping for from the, you know, the one where she's on the plane. Wasn't that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they posed her exactly like Claire Underwood. Like she's some, you know, on the desk.
With the Washington Monument behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She just had that Joan Crawford mommy dearest. I said via curtains, no more via curtains. Hot hangers.
All right, Carlos, help us.
Help mommy.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, that back when we did the show, it's just, I'm not sure how to make comedy out of this is the thing, because it's legitimately terrifying and cruel and, you know, a lot of people are suffering already. People are going to die if this, I mean, we will see what happens at court Monday. But, you know, this by 5 o'clock yesterday, and I guess some people wanted this chaos, because that's what it's going to be. Just chaos, exhaustion, going to court, wondering if we can stop him. I mean, it is hard to believe that many people voted for this. And I guess a lot of them didn't know they did, but.
It's hard to believe, but then again, it was all bolstered by misinformation and social media. You know, this is by design. And again, back before social media, I've said this several times, when I went, did a movie in 2014 in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, the place of Frances Ethel Gumm, Dorothy, from Wizard of Oz. 2014, Dairy Queen, right at the counter where you check out, big television with Fox News on it. So it started with that. This has been a plan for many, 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 many years. Ronald Reagan, when he started to charge for universities, right? Universities used to be affordable. And he knew that an educated
All right, now you've got Bella's attention.
Was not going to vote Republican. So what do? You make it harder to go to college. So this is a playbook that goes back many decades, like us. And so this is why it happened. When you say it's hard to believe that this many people voted for him, it is and it isn't, because it's by design.
Yeah. Well, this is at a time when he's
causing unimaginable pain and chaos. This was him. Wow, really good news. Jim Acosta, one of the worst and most dishonest reporters in journalistic history, a major sleazebag, has been relegated by CNN Big News to the midnight hour Death Valley because of extraordinarily bad ratings. He actually had the highest ratings on CNN, but okay.
Yeah.
And no talent. Word is he wants to quit. That'd be even better. Jim's a major loser who'll fail no matter where he ends up. Good luck, Jim. This is what he's going to spend every day doing, right?
Yeah. Every day, and when you look at that kind of behavior, and somebody says, I can't, you know, I'm voting for Trump, and people don't want to be my friend. That's why. There's something, you have leprosy of the soul. It's
Thank
just
you.
Crumbling apart. I can't multiply by zero with these type of friends anymore. You get nothing from that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a hole in your heart and your soul if you think that person who just made that quote is a decent man. There's just no answer for that. And again, the Joe Rogans who are starting to backpedal. I'm not a Republican. Yeah. You were there.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
emboldened all this stuff to get money.
Yeah.
And so
you've got Bobby Kennedy sitting there today, partially because of you.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
So, all that
possibly
stuff.
The head of Health and Human Services, this lunatic that even everyone in his family says is a complete lunatic and predator and just bad person.
Yeah. It's not subjective to say that Donald Trump is stupid, dumb, evil, revengeful, spiteful. It's objective. It's right there. The evidence is there. We're not making anything up. He's
this
a horrible,
is, by the way,
deranged, sociopathic person.
And this is what we say. We're talking about how Democrats need to fight because we are just in unprecedented times. And this is why I don't care what state John Fetterman is from. I don't get what he's doing. So he went on The View and said he believes the New York criminal trial against Trump was politically motivated. Sonny Hostin said, just for clarification, did you mean that the 34-count case in which Trump was found guilty of various financial crimes was politically motivated here in New York? I mean, anyone engaging at this point in both sides do it. And, he told The View he had a positive meeting with Trump and found him to be kind and cordial. Has any human, let alone a Democrat, ever called Donald Trump kind?
Thomas going to Orlok's castle and going, he sat me down by the fire and he offered me a glass of wine. It's Orlok. He's going to kill you and everybody. An evil
we
person
don't want
can
you
act
to work,
kindly.
Thank you. We don't want you to work with fascists. They don't want to work with you. They don't want to be civil to you. You need to stop this autocracy. Like that.
He commented on my shorts and hoodie. He said, He said, I like cotton. I said, I like cotton. We really got along.
Someone said he's Kristen Sinema in a hoodie. I'm like, oh no.
My God.
Oh, no. It's the new Joe Manchin.
That's what irks me. When people say that the trial was politically motivated, what was politically motivated was to not convict him after Ukraine call, not to convict him after January 6th. That was literally politically motivated because McConnell said, we're going to leave it to the courts. So that was actually what we needed to do. That was outside of political motivation. You told us to leave it to the courts. The political motivation came from your side that says we have no policy, we can't win an election, so politically we will not convict this guy.
Yeah.
That's where the politicization of Trump began, with the Republicans.
Right. I mean, I take his point. He went on to say, I'd make a pretty terrible because, there's speculation he's going to switch parties because he's going to Mar-a-Lago and sucking up to Trump. And,
is it Joe Lieberman or whatever his name is?
Douche.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Joe Lieberman.
He said, I would make a pretty terrible Republican because, pro-choice, pro-really strong immigration, pro-LGBT. I don't think I'd be a good fit, so I'm not going to change my party.
He's also very pro-labor.
He said, just look at my votes. Look at the things that I haven't changed in a way. I mean, okay. But again, I think these times, Carlos, call for more than just people who are going to vote with us. There are people that have to stand up to this and have to communicate the urgency of the times that we're in. And the crisis, we are in a constitutional crisis already. Act like it, right?
Yeah, I understand you're wanting to reach out and extend an olive branch and wanting to work with somebody like that. But at the same time, you can go, listen, he's a POS junk human being, but I got to do what I got to do. So I'm going to try to make a compromise with an evil person. Don't call him nice. He was nice. He's not capable
kind.
Of empathetic behavior.
Right. He's kind if he thinks he acts kind if he thinks he can get something from you, right?
Oh, he's nice. He let me hit a mulligan when I went golfing with him.
Exactly.
Even though he cheated on the score.
And we were just, I was just saying, because you brought up Joe Rogan, but it's like Bill Maher's one of those, right? You know, both sides do it now. Like, you know.
No.
Right, and I was saying, like, he accused, I guess, Michael Steele and Nicole Wallace of, you know, like, basically just taking the paycheck, that they're not, they don't really, aren't really anti-Trump. And I would tell you that is absolutely not true. Like, their beliefs. And first of all, he goes whatever way he thinks the wind is going. He thinks, you know, if he bash liberals, he'll get more. Both sides do it. And, you know, that makes him have his audience be wider. I just think it makes him a coward, you know.
Yeah.
And to accuse them of just taking a paycheck and not really believing what they believe, I think is bold.
Yeah, because, again, if 10 more Republicans had the spine to stand up to Trump, none of this happens. The world is better. Think how much better the world would have been if Al Gore was president,
yeah,
Hillary Clinton was president. It just,
yeah, and
so
he's had people like Bobby Kennedy on, who's on today, Bill Maher, like, what would you call him? A vaccine, you know, skeptic, or, you know, a COVID minimalist, or whatever Bill Maher was. You know what I mean? It's just, that's how we got here. We have Bobby Kennedy sitting here today, or even his family.
Bill Maher was just grouchy about having to do his show at home instead of in front of a studio audience.
Yeah.
We heard about that every week.
Yeah, yeah. We had the whiny white millionaire whine about whatever. Anyway, yeah, so Carlos, I just, whatever tips you can give us this hour, because you're one of the only people who can make me laugh while I'm crying. Is going to become necessary.
Yeah. It's all up to
with
you.
The bear backing up into the pole joke.
Oh, I did do that. I threw my back out, and so I did do that. I put my CBD on the wall, and I backed into it like a bear.
I think, you know, at these times, it's go see comedy, go see movies, be creative, love your friends and family. It is difficult. So because, again, we go back to what it was designed to do. I mean, all these executive orders, I'm going to cut school lunches, I'm going to do all this stuff so that people will panic. But it's fight. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Be creative.
Yeah,
be
do
silly.
Whatever you have to do to stay in the fight and to pay attention.
Fight.
Self-care, right? 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Makes you feel like you're snuggling with Sam Elliott.
Well,
yeah.
Who doesn't want to snuggle with Sam Elliott?
Come cuddle up next to my brush mustache. It'll keep you warm and cozy.
Seems like it would be scratchy, but okay. You know what?
He seems like he would be scratchy.
Yeah, and that's why you need the Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets, because they're super soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like sleeping with a Brillo pad. I mean, no offense, Sam. I'm sure you're very good in bed, but okay, the bamboo... What? The bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax. I'm telling you, incredibly soft, smooth, breathable, like sleeping on a cloud. Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set, a gift that she won't stop raving about. What about the Cozy Earth men's collection?
Right.
What? Oh, my God. There's something for everybody this Valentine's Day. Everything he loves, pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last, the ultimate gift for your guy or your gal. Guys and gals, as Sarah Palin would say. Uh-huh. Guys or gals. Hi.
She wasn't even born when Sarah Palin ran.
I don't know. I'm getting older.
And yet she read more books than Sarah did.
Yeah, that's true.
Get 40% off right now at CozyEarth.com with the code Stephanie. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Don't forget, if they ask you in that post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. They deserve this. Elevate your love this Valentine's Day with Cozy Earth. That's CozyEarth.com. Code Stephanie.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even supportive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller is sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Getting to know Bella. She is from San Luis Obispo.
Uh-huh.
Where my favorite college is, the California Polytechnic Institute at San Luis Obispo.
Uh-huh.
I always felt terrible for those cheerleaders. Do they have cheerleaders, Bella?
Yeah, they do. It's
that's a long. Did they lose the will to live halfway through? They're
I'm
just like, go, yeah. California Polytechnic.
Cal Poly.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that the abbreviation?
Yeah, Cal Poly Slow, for
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. San Luis Obispo. Okay.
Slow. They call it
banana
slow.
Slog, Santa Cruz.
Is it your Santa Cruz?
Banana slugs.
Oh, banana slugs. Let's go slugs. That's how you shorten it. You just say slugs. Let's go slugs. They're yellow, so you kind of already know they're a banana because they're yellow.
So this headline, GOP senators say Trump should release the Jeffrey Epstein files, even if he's named in them. I'm like,
oh, yes.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, because he, you know, did the other, released everything else. Right. Trump was friends with Epstein for years as a trove of photos and video clips. During a podcast last September, he said he would have no problem releasing the Epstein files.
Do you feel like
Republicans are just like, it doesn't matter? We already know what a complete pervy, adjudicated rapist he is, that it won't matter. You know, and they're hoping they'll get some Democrats that are named in these. That's probably why. If Republican senators are saying, yeah, release them, like, they're like, oh, everyone knows he's a... right?
Yeah, you kind of already know he's a vampire and that he sucks people's blood. It's like nothing more is going to harm him. Like,
yeah.
Except the sun.
Right. And a steak.
And a steak. Yeah, you're right. He may as well. He could literally proverbially shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. Nobody's going to care. So may as well take down some Democrats because you're already on the boat.
Copy with Carlos continues.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
And the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. You'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president the executive authority, and the executive authority is over every officer, every employee of the executive authority. And so the president has the authority under the Constitution to terminate people in the executive
authority. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm saying the law.
Oh, God, Ted Cruz. What a spineless weasel. God. Trump called his wife ugly. His father killed JFK, and he's still carrying his water.
That's right.
Just, ay, ay, ay. Also, the headline this morning, a Trump administration offers federal workers payouts for resignations in a move mirroring Elon Musk's memo on Twitter. So President Musk has, it's exactly what President Musk ordered. By the way, as I think it was Tim Kaine was saying, do not take this buyout. He's going to screw you like he's every contractor he's ever worked with. Federal employees need to know their rights, Carlos. That's you know, the other thing we keep talking about, the inspector general thing. He doesn't have the authority. We've got to stand up against this. Mm-hmm. You not only have to give Congress 30 days notice, there needs to be a cause, you know.
Yep.
Same for, by the way, the Justice Department people he's firing. They just did their jobs in the Jack Smith investigations.
Yeah, and in a nod to Clint Eastwood, I called Musk Fuhrer number two.
yes.
Yeah, well, and then Mike Johnson in his best Christian ways is celebrating the fact that federal workers could just lose their jobs. Good, we need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
These are people with livelihoods that try to help people that have families.
Yeah. And some, in some cases.
The lack of empathy and compassion.
Have moved
places. What are they making crosses out of? Satan's bones?
Well, for now, we're living here in Elon Town. That's good, huh?
Well, we're living here in Elon Town.
Zeke Heil, y'all.
Working for an egomaniac clown. And the space that's there all killing time. Building starships and Falcon 9s. Well, our bossy likes to play Twitter wars. Let all the Nazis back in the front door. And he's Vladimir Putin's big hoe. Dances with fascism slow. And we're worked to death in Elon Town.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Aw.
Yeah, Bella hitting those cues, man.
A lot better than I did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Young reflexes.
That's 22, yep.
Yes. Oh, God, more love for Bella. Good luck. David, so I love Bella as an addition to the show. Her quip about the name Bucky on some Monday show had me rolling, which wasn't the best thing since I was driving. Oh, we were mocking Buckley Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tucker Carlson's son.
Talk about
yeah. Bella's douche alarm went off. Buckley. He's going to be J.D. Vance's new something, press secretary.
Yeah.
I'm sure that wasn't a DEI hire. I'm sure he got that just based on qualifications, right?
Absolutely.
He sounds like a little kid that's trying to light the gardener's foot. Buckley, I hope you're not setting fire to Pablo again.
But it's fun, Mommy.
Buckley.
Treat human beings better, not like your father or uncle or whatever he is.
Don't bother your father when he's tanning his
Buckley
balls.
Buckley and Tucker.
Buckley.
How much more Archie weird white can you be?
Right?
Hey, Buckley. Hey, Tucker. Let's go grab a soda. Aren't brown people
How
funny?
How many times do you think Mrs. Carlson has said, don't bother your father when he's tanning his balls, Buckley?
Yeah.
How many times have I told you?
Where's my foil? Dad's got it underneath his balls.
All right. Sherry in Maryland. Hello.
Oh, God.
You're on with Carlos. Hello.
Hello. I want to talk about something that Rachel Maddow had on last night that's about what you're talking about. I've been talking about it for months, and Rachel finally pulled the curtain back. Donald Trump is the distraction. J.D. Vance is owned by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel calls this man called Curtis Yarvin his guru. And Curtis Yarvin says the government is a corporation, and it's failed. And what do you do to a failed corporation? You delete it. He has a plan that he calls RAGE, retire all government employees. He was giving a speech. She pulled up that video of that quote.
Yeah.
And that is the problem. And he also said, Americans need to get over their dictator phobia.
Thank you.
Because what is a CEO is a dictator, and we need to be run by a dictator.
Yeah. I mean,
and that is J.D. Vance.
And Sherry, you know, is right. Carlos, we were saying, like, I don't know if you saw the pictures, the massive protests in Germany, you know, against the far right fascist party there, because they've seen this before.
Yes.
You know,
they've seen it play out.
I mean, you know, how many times have people posted the meme? You know, first they came for the immigrants, and I said something because I read the rest of the poem. You know, like, it's... I mean, what's this other meme going around? You know, I can't believe that I actually am friends and family with people that I wouldn't tell them where Anne Frank is hiding. I mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, we've seen it by removing all the guardrails that stand in the way piece by piece. It's also white replacement theory. That's what this whole is. You got to have babies. I don't care if you're 10 years old and you can't go across the state. You got to spit out that white baby because we're being replaced by brown. This is all... a response to white flight and white fear.
Yeah.
All of this.
Yeah.
All these machinations.
Yeah. I mean,
was the same with Hitler.
Yeah. This is, oh, God, someone, there's a picture of, oh,
Italians
God.
Belong to Italy. If you go to Buca di Beppo, there should be only Italian people eating there.
Someone said that. It's all about your bloodlust to get rid of brown people that's bringing
I don't
all this
Mexicans
on, you know?
Panda eating the Chinese food. There should be Chinese people eating the panda, Italian people eating Buca di Beppo. He's like a little kid playing with army dolls. I'll put the brown ones here. And what? This is what I did when I was all alone, when nobody loved me as a child.
Bella's just...
Yeah,
you're
Bella
killing with Bella.
You.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Funny man. Funny man.
It's good. Our youth get it. It's exactly. These old crotchety people. I need a CEO.
Well,
he golfs like I do.
He was a businessman.
Now Bella's doing voices. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
She's going to replace all of us like a lot faster than we thought.
I know the Raj Mahal. It's Taj. Whatever. Indian.
Seriously, if you look at his Trump's rallies, it's a lot of older people. Look at this.
Yeah.
They were talking about the, you know, Meals on Wheels being impacted by this freeze. Who is this? A spokesman for Meals on Wheels said, in fact, this order includes the Older Americans Act, which would presumably halt service to millions of vulnerable seniors who have no other means of purchasing or preparing meals. Right? So they keep trying to tell everybody, oh, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. Meals on Wheels said the uncertainty right now is creating chaos for local Meals on Wheels providers, not knowing whether they should be serving meals today, which unfortunately means seniors will panic, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. I mean... It keeps saying cruelty is the point, right? The fear, the panic, the chaos. I mean, it's, oh God, I saw a horrifying picture. This woman, first of all, that should be illegal. She's wearing yellow tights with Trump's face and also dollar signs on them. And then she's with two men and, I don't know, dressed all in flag wear and some sign that just says, you know, daddy's back and he's going to deport all the illegals. And they're all like, yeah.
Trump rallies make furry cons look normal.
Yeah.
And I've been to a furry con in Ontario, and it was awesome. But, yeah,
they're
this level of
cultism. They're very friendly
people. Huh?
They're very friendly people.
They
the
are
furries.
Very friendly and soft people.
They are very soft, too.
Softer than Sam Elliott's mustache.
Well, as long as
come
they keep...
down to Sam Elliott's mustache con.
Which is scritchy. It's very scritchy.
Dress up like my mustache. Well, yeah, that level of loyalty to...
And daddy
an
issues. And I'm like, keep saying, what the... with the daddy issues, daddy's back. Like,
yeah, that's what Mel Gibson said. Oh,
I know.
My God. What a... just a drunky ogre that guy is. I met him in person once. He seemed okay, but he just had fat hands. Just big claw, meaty, fat hand. I know, to meet you. He was already at that point. We're gonna get a drink. They just false machismo of a guy that had bone spurs five times and afraid when an eagle decides to scratch itself. I'm an eagle.
It is true, but Sparta, what got us here is this false machismo. These, you know, dude bros that you always talk about. You know,
we've gotten several cards and letters saying that it's pronounced machismo.
Oh,
machismo.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Well,
I like machismo. That
we don't
like
know how to pronounce it because we're all a bunch of
Chrysler machismo.
We're all a bunch of feminazi soy boys over here.
Yeah.
It really is a straight white male fear that is driving all of this. And there was a guy being interviewed on a news program. It might have been CNN who's denying school lunch programs now that kids should work. And like many of these kids are underage. They don't even work yet. Why would you cut food off from children that...
Thank
How
you.
Christian is that?
They're sponging off the government. It's like they're kids. What do you? What do you mean? Okay. So speaking of machismo, false
machismo. Yes.
Is there a difference for them between that and sociopathy? Because I'm sorry, being an animal lover, of all the things Carolyn Kennedy said, that he used to put live baby chickens and mice in a blender.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the hallmark of sociopaths, is they, you know, killing and torturing animals, right?
Musk, Kennedy, and Trump are the puppies that didn't get the teat. They were just kicked out by the pile, and then they're like, I'll show them! It's like I said, harpies is a word that Musk used to describe women who refused his offer to pay for sex. All right, they won't have sex with me. Later on, I'll call them harpies. They're young boys that weren't loved.
Yeah.
That's at its core.
Yeah. I mean, we already played the audio of Caroline Kennedy, but calling him a predator, I mean, can confirm.
Yeah.
You know, he kept hitting on me long after he knew I was gay. I mean, he's that guy.
He doesn't take a hint.
He's a bad guy. Okay.
You could still grab him there, even if they don't want it.
Yeah, he could stick a finger in that.
Never mind. Okay. She cited his lack of experience, misinformed views on vaccines, personal attributes. She said he led other family members down the path of drug addiction. I mean, it just, he said the, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this part. He said siblings and cousins who Bobby encouraged down the path of substance abuse suffered addiction, illness, and death, while Bobby has gone on to misrepresent and lie and cheat his way through life. Who does that sound like? Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own children while building a following by hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs. Mm-hmm. Goes to the heart of this hypocrisy, doesn't it?
Yeah, his administration is not full of people that are empathetic and want to help. They're starved for attention and power, and this is why they want to just eliminate all the guardrails in front of them so that they can feel this sense of power instead of actually helping people. It's so clear, and I have a problem that I wish there were more bishop buddies. I wish more of the church would stand. I told my friend Lalo Acaraz, friend of the show, I don't know why somebody has not painted an image or made a cartoon image of Buddy as the person in Tiananmen Square standing against this fascism tank. You know, that's who she is, and that we need more people. We don't need the Fettermans to acquiesce to the sociopathy of this leader. We need people in the church, in politics, to go, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Wake up. Let's go.
Yeah. Someone did a great cartoon, right? Her knocking his Trump's crown off, and it says Bishop
Ding.
Bishop
Crowns.
Something King. It's a chess thing. Someone knows.
It's a chess thing,
Bishop Trump's King. Yeah.
You resign now.
Something. I don't know what the chess term is. Anyway.
Bishop Crowns King.
Yeah. No, this one that I read earlier. Notice how free speech and religious freedom suddenly doesn't apply to a Christian bishop in her own church.
Yep.
Yeah. And where are the the so-called comedians who stand up for free speech? Just cowards.
I just added to your, you know.
Not sure he can hear it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you
can.
I heard it. I heard the crickets. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Tumbleweeds. Okay. Yeah, that's also Carlos's impression of my vaginal area.
Right.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was a rocky place where no man's seed could find purchase.
That's right.
Not in front of the baby.
No man's seed has ever found purchase there.
For so many reasons. Mostly
Raising Arizona, Bella. Best comedy ever.
Yeah. I do love Raising Arizona.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. If I was 70 years younger.
Oh, get the fucking huggies. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We have to keep our country gate open.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms for non-religious free thinkers like us. It's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In an update to a story we were following last week, a student responsible for a threat to the Wisconsin Heights School District may face charges. On Friday, school was canceled for Wisconsin Heights students in Mazomanie out of what authorities called an abundance of caution after a potential threat. They said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a potential threat right to the sheriff's office, and they got the Office of School Safety involved. Deputies investigated and found that threat was not credible. But now they're referring a high school student to the district attorney's office for a charge of disorderly conduct, quote, for their role in creating unnecessary alarm, end quote. A reminder, the Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open. You can submit tips online via text or you can call. And it's Winter Salt Awareness Week. It makes our roads safer in slippery conditions, but can impact our environment and our furry friends. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Increased salt and chloride levels have significant impacts on our daily lives. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure every year, causing corrosion of bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. And in Wisconsin, 39% of the community wells exceed the Wisconsin Department of Health Service's recommended sodium levels for individuals on a low-salt diet. And this has been the case since 2004. This means individuals managing diseases by limiting salt intake may take in more salt than they may be accounting for.
And a Wisconsin state trooper saved a bald eagle found in the middle of the interstate. It happened in La Crosse County on I-90. They believe the eagle had been hit by a car. The trooper stopped traffic to get it off the road. Along with the help of another driver, they managed to get the animal to a local humane society for treatment. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Just a little cooler today with a mix of sun and clouds and breezy winds still. As high temperatures reach 40 degrees, tonight they'll slide to the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, likely some record-breaking highs because we're going to soar to the mid-50s. We'll be soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocent is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
But I'm glad. I'm glad that those types of things have reached people. I wanted,
oh, yeah.
I did. I want to add before we went this confusion about Elon Musk's hand gesture. I put it on Threads if yes. you want to check it out. But sure. basically, Tim Walsh did this move where his hand was here, nice and soft,
right.
and palm was out, mm-hmm. right, waving back and forth,
uh-huh.
as opposed to palm down, straight out. Pretty simple to deduce, no matter how high you try to spin it. One is one, the other is the other
thing.
Thank
you. You know who go. You know who knew for sure it was a Nazi salute? Nazis. So
yes.
that, I think, kind of puts that to bed, doesn't
they're,
it?
They're the pros.
When I said the Jews will not replace us, what I meant was no.
Okay, so it's Bobby Kennedy Day, everybody.
Oh, he's been, there have been some fireworks.
Oh, my throat is scratchy. No, that's a low blow.
Don't.
Did he, that's a low blow. I won't go.
Did he bring his emotional support animals, the dead bear cub and the dead whale head?
He vowed to.
Oh, you mean Cheryl Hines? Emotional support. Oh, is that low? No. Okay.
What? He vowed to keep his hands off of your McDonald's because, quote, my boss loves a cheeseburger.
Okay, because like Carolyn Kennedy said, he has no principles other than power. He was an environmental lawyer. He's
nothing about vaccines.
Drill, baby, drill, big oil, blow up the environment administration ever. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, he also said, I probably did say that Lyme disease is likely a military-made biological weapon.
Oh, for God's sakes, you lunatic. Okay. Here it is, though. White House is speaking to send a message to reticent Senate Republicans to get on board with all of Trump's wildly unqualified nominees, warning of political consequences for those who defy him. One senior White House official said it's pass-fail. You either support everyone or you don't. And they're talking about you got a scare because Hedseth very nearly didn't get in.
Right.
We only needed one more. That has never happened before.
Yeah.
Carlos, wildly unqualified. But that's the other thing is you don't know if all this chaos he's creating is to distract and get, you know, Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard in, right?
Oh, God, just the worst people.
Yeah. Who is this? Oh, Bannon said, with all deliberate speed, the White House wants the cabinet nominees confirmed. President Trump doesn't need to signal that to MAGA. We know it. Anyone standing in the way will get the same treatment as Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis received, said Steve Bannon. He also warned McConnell will be singled out for special treatment this coming week. That they're just a bunch of bullies.
Kennedy's running mate who said anybody threatens to stand up
Nicole
against,
Shanahan.
I will finance primary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just rich billionaires just tossing their ego and money around.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, man, if the real Jesus is getting his behind kicked by Satan right now,
yeah,
he's just like, well, I tried. I put it all out there. It's written down. They did it wrong. I'm out.
Here's a glimmer of hope. Pete Buttigieg may run for U.S. Senate in Michigan. He would be fantastic.
I like Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah,
I think that'd be great.
Very
smart.
Look here. Metadata shows Project 2025 wrote all of the Trump orders. You know, it's so weird when we were saying, you know, he wrote it down and Tim Walz would say, like, you know, coaches don't do a playbook unless they're going to use it.
Yep,
and then Trump said, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it. I'm going to, The 2025 Presidential Transition Project, better known as Project 2025, is a right-wing agenda from the Heritage Foundation that lays out the blueprint for remaking the federal government by firing government workers to install conservative right-wing figures. It's literally everything in there is written down that they are doing now.
What
right?
we need is a human Satan to distribute our brand of Christianity. I've got it. Trump.
It's true. They warned of the Antichrist for how long, and then when he shows up, they buy a Bible from him. I don't. Yeah. I
broadcast
can't.
News. He's going to show up with blonde hair. He's going to be charming.
All right. We love you, Carlos. I mean, Bella particularly loves
nice to
Carlos.
Meet you, Bella.
Funny man. Funny man. I like the funny man.
All right. Oh, we love you, Carlos. Follow him on all the socials.
Exactly.
We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has abandoned all criminal proceedings against the two co-defendants of President Trump in the classified documents case. It wipes out any legal issues that Walt Nauta and Carlos D. Oliveira could have faced. On Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings have begun for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was interrupted by a protester when he told the Senate Finance Committee he's not against vaccinations.
News reports have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-industry. I am neither. I am pro-safety.
Kennedy has called vaccines unsafe. In opening remarks, though, he said all of his children were vaccinated. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez faces the possibility of 15 years behind bars when he's sentenced today for taking bribes. Federal Reserve wrapping up its interest rate meeting this afternoon, expected to keep interest rates the same. This is ABC News.